afternoon, and welcome back to We the People Radio. My name is Aaron Ryan.
And my name is Bill Cundiff, and our sponsor this hour is...
Pape Machinery.
Pape Machinery. Good folks up there on Twinview Boulevard, 3119 Twinview Boulevard. And they're our local, excuse me, they're our local John Deere Ag and Turf dealer.
And they have all sorts of John Deere stuff and some other stuff and 530-226-9226.
Yep, that's right. Keep going.
Are you
You're
back?
Doing
Are
it.
You back now?
Yeah.
Part, sales, service, anything you want if it's green and yellow.
Yep, they got
They also have some generators, too. You should probably think about that.
Absolutely.
I do believe
Absolutely.
The blackouts will continue until morale improves or however that goes.
However that goes. No, they do have some generators left in stock. Go up and see them. Or catch them on the web at papemachinery.com.
And it's P-A-P-E. It's a simple name, but often confused. Hey, Lyle... We were thinking it, but we didn't say it, and then somebody called. So we're all thinking it. Can you tell us what counties in, say, California are interested in doing audits, or is that still kind of in the works?
I think that's in the works, but I think you're going to find out very soon.
Okay. Can you tell me if I live near one of them?
No.
Darn it.
But what's exciting is that, again, 18 states sent delegations, or I'm sorry, delegations from 18 states. Let me do it that way because what I just said was...
And when you say delegations, you mean their legislatures sent people? Or just the people from those states, like, came to get information for their state?
That's why I changed it, because what I initially said was delegations from 18 states. Well, that sounds like the state sanctioned it, but they didn't.
Okay.
Some states. Some states did, but some didn't. But therefore, let me change it, because I misspoke.
I was going to say, gee, who got out of the, who stopped taking their pills in California and allowed a delegation to get out of here?
No, you're exactly right. Well, the same would be said for the states of Oregon, Washington, and Alaska, because they all sent, delegations from those states came also.
Nice.
And so what has occurred was there were delegations that hailed from several states.
<Okay. laughs>
And in those delegations were legislators as well as other officials, that could be election officials, whatever. And they came and they were fully briefed on the process. They took tours of the process. They were briefed on the process, the forensic process. Their questions were asked and answered. And since that time, they were in touch with people like the Ninjas, but also mostly Phil Waldron and other cyber people. And so this has been a huge benefit for other states because they were able to move quicker than Arizona. Arizona did not have a roadmap, as I've said before. And so now these other delegations were able to benefit from what Arizona had learned. And that's so exciting. And now we're seeing the fruit of that be born in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and possibly Michigan. And I don't want to leave out what I just mentioned about Washington State, Oregon, or California, but we now have legislatures in Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin that are moving ahead formally, as did Arizona.
Nice. And, there's a kind of a, I don't know, it's not really a process. There's a thing sort of going around where they have groups of people taking affidavits, not of firsthand information, but more like a kind of a document that holds that demands that elected officials follow their oath to the citizenry and the Constitution. And they're delivering, you know, they're having them like notarized and sent certified mail and demanding investigations into anyone who doesn't reply it doesn't typically say what they want them to reply to, so I'm not surprised there are not a lot of replies. But I know they sent a bunch from to people who are really constitutional, which made no sense whatsoever. But I know this is being pushed by the new California folks to do that, and they put out a video that it said that the Arizona audits were a huge win for the affidavit process because that's how they forced Arizona to do these audits. I'll just spoiler alert it. I called you yesterday and asked you if you'd ever even heard of this, and you haven't. Did you want to change your answer, or are we still sticking with that?
No, I'm sticking with that. But let me amend our conversation by saying that affidavits were sought in Arizona at the very beginning after the November 30th hearing.
But those are affidavits testifying to information that those people saw.
Yeah.
Not just a random document that says, we demand you follow your oath of office, and we don't know anything about the process, but we want you to follow your oath of office.
That's correct.
Okay.
Because we had multiple reports of 25 people voting in a Chick-fil-A on the Indian reservation.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, so the affidavits from people who were involved in the election.
We had reports from, in fact, somebody just contacted me a week ago wanting to give me ballots that they had from their house.
What?
It was sent to their house, 7 ballots sent to their house, and there's only 2 people living there, her husband, or she and her husband, and they received 7 ballots. And I said, I don't want them, but I put her in touch with the right process to turn them over evidentiary-wise. So we've had multiple, I'm sure if that's correct, but multiple dozens.
Yeah.
Multiple dozens.
A really lot.
Like a whole bunch of examples I can give you. Like I said, the Chick-fil-A, Burger King. One of the things that was presented in the secure briefing the day after the November 30th hearing. So we had the November 30th hearing in Phoenix that was covered nationwide, 10-hour day. The next morning at 9 a.m., there was a secure briefing in the state capitol with Senate and House leadership with Mayor Giuliani and team. And one of the questions that came up was, do you really have that many people who supposedly had died and voted? And the mayor said, we have 11,463 people in Arizona, or in Maricopa County, that died and voted. And of course, that was aghast and appalled, and how do you know this and all that? Well, Colonel Waldron had the records right there and said, here's who the people were, here's when they died, blah, blah, blah. Here's their address. He had it all and gave it to them. And probably one of the more funnier ones that I listened to was the lady who had died 5 years ago, but she was still on the voter rolls and voted, and yet she was buried in Italy 5 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. So and we know still, in fact, Representative Mark Finchem, who was the one that chaired that joint legislative hearing and has shepherded, if you will, this forensic evaluation from the beginning, he's running for Secretary of State in the state of Arizona. And one of the things Mark said, I'm sorry, Representative, I've known him 10 years. One of the things Representative Finchem said to me, because he's coming back on my show, was that on day one, in fact, that's one of the questions I'm going to ask him on my show in about 3 weeks because he's gone right now. I said, now, Representative, tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, you're sitting behind the desk as Secretary of State. what will be one of the very first things that you're going to do? And he said to me on the phone, he goes, you know, Lyle, that's a great question. He goes, let's ask that on the show. Because he goes, what I'm going to say is I'm going to bring in Senate leadership, House leadership, county leadership, meaning supervisors, electoral people from all over the state. Let's sit them down and let's clean up our voter rolls. We have people to this day who are still on there that should have been off 10 years ago or more. We have people that are ineligible to vote for one reason or another. They're still on there. We have people that have moved, and they're still on there. So why hasn't the process been to clean up our rolls? That's one of the chief responsibilities of the Secretary of State in each state. So that will be a question I'll ask him, but he's going to answer, because we've uncovered just numbers of people on the voter rolls that should not be there, either through death or moving or some legal reason. And we've since uncovered that in this forensic evaluation.
And that's the Secretary of State's job.
Exactly.
To make sure we're not having that.
That's correct. And in multiple states, they haven't done that. Again, this was a very orchestrated fraud in 15 states. Very orchestrated. I'm going to be redundant. Very planned. I know what I just said. Orchestrated. But very planned. Very well managed. Like I said, we now know that they went to class. We now know that there's a training manual, et cetera, et cetera. We did not know that many months ago. We now know that. We have the details for all of that. The idea clearly looks like to change the election so Mr. Trump would not win. We know that when Mr. Trump ran, at first they thought it was a joke, but then very quickly against Hillary, they took it seriously and they did all they could to derail him. Well, once he won, then the real work went about to do everything they could to get him out of office. And they haven't stopped. Even to this day, they're looking at impeaching him or indicting him or both. And he's a former president now. Because they're panicked that he is going to come back in, or that his influence is so great. He, in three and a half years, changed America's losing position in the world to again make us number one economically, militarily, interactive with other nations. He took our own economy and made it soar again. He brought businesses back to America that were leaving, and the list goes on. Well, all of these things infuriated the elites, the global elites, and they worked hard to do what they could to get him out. Once you begin to take a look at the election of 2020 and go back and realize what they did to orchestrate this thing, very sophisticated, a lot of money. Two satellites were used to help alter votes. The schooling, if you'll allow me that, the training might be a better idea. The training to have laptops manned in position by voter polls to change voting. That's all been proven now. That's all been proven.
Can you say who actually sponsored that training?
A Dominion.
It was Dominion. Okay.
Yeah.
At the behest of, how about this? I know we have a break coming up here, and I was going to ask you, where does the DNC fit in all this stuff? So maybe we could do that on the back side of the break. And so let's see.
I can answer that now. They really don't.
These were just other bad people who all just happened to want Joe Biden in. And I'm sure that China wanting Joe Biden in was the most powerful source or resource out there, I would think.
You'd be correct.
Yeah.
And again, no pun intended, but George Soros and the elites. The DNC are minor players, similar to the GOP.
Yeah.
They're both establishment minor players. I would say in years past, they probably had a bigger role in things, but not anymore. And again, I mean, they're money raisers, and they do a lot of talking and promoting, but when it comes down to it, I think what Mr. Trump proved is you can have somebody who's never been in politics come in and do what's right for the good of the nation or the good of a state or whatever.
Yeah,
they
what a novel idea.
They don't have Well, that's what our founders wanted. They did not have to be career politicians. And I think President Trump proved that. And I think that infuriated them all the more.
Of course. Well, and so I guess in deference to our friends who have lost homes and our towns that we're losing, I have kind of a song that's a dual-purpose deal. Kind of goes with what they're doing in the election audit. Imagine that. I found something that has to do with the election audit and the fires in California. Go figure that out. Yeah? Oh, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Found that. That's what I've been doing over here on my side of the table.
Oh, okay.
Bill's been rubbing his elbow, you know, because he fell in the garage.
You mean you haven't been listening?
I was going to say, Lyle, I'm sorry.
I got two earphones on, and then I got another earphone stuck in the other ear. If I had 3 ears, it would be so much more convenient, but it's not.
Bill, it shows up a lot, what she was doing while I was really trying to give the most. I got it.
The good news is I don't hum while I'm thinking about something else. But I will if you'd like, if that would make it.
I keep pointing to the headphones, but she's not picking up on it. She's not picking up what I'm laying down.
No.
Come on, Curly. I can do more than one thing.
My heart is hurt, but I'm okay. I'll get over it.
Oh, my God. Oh, we'll be right back. Travis is in there. He's lighting his brake sign on fire because we're all here in the dark. He's, like, waving it in there like some kind of truce flag. All right, what are you, the French? Relax in there, man. Oh, my gosh. So you're listening to We the People, in case you'd like to find this again. And you can catch the archives any old time free of charge and uninterrupted at wethepeopleradio.us. That seemed like such a good "We're All Over 60" song. Lyle?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm so glad you guys are finally coming out with this thing. This is just so exciting. It's been killing everybody to not know, to know that they knew, but then, you know, they're constantly being called liars. So what about the big lie? Do we get to reverse the big lie?
I appreciate people wondered if there would be a report. I do. I think people are scared. I think they're more scared today than 9 months ago.
Absolutely.
And
look at all the stuff these people have done. I mean, for heaven's sakes, we have incompetence personified, and actually, incompetence would be a really nice thing to say. I'll leave it at that. I don't have anything nicer. with all the things that are happening.
I don't think it's. You know, I will respectfully.
I don't think it's incompetence either. So.
Yeah, there is some because they are incompetent people.
Yeah.
They're ideologues, but they're not competent when it comes to running things. They do a lot of talk, but they can't administer very well. That's historical. But I think this is far more than that. It's far more sinister than that.
Yeah.
This is deliberate. The intent is to collapse the United States economically, militarily, socially, familiarly, to do away with our founding principles and to relegate the United States into the New World Order. And the United States is holding up the implementation of the New World Order. Once the United States collapses, all other free countries or Western countries or republics, if you will, or democratic, however you want to describe it, countries that are not Marxist, they will collapse in rapid succession into the New World Order. And that's what's going on here. I think it's sped up in America because they realize that this audit also will have a big hand in showing just the level of deception and fraud that has occurred,
yeah.
And that there could be consequences. So I think they're moving expeditiously to collapse the United States into chaos, so the results of the audit and maybe some subsequent ones will have little effect. I think they're also collapsing the United States as quickly as they can, actually with the hope that there will be a response by militias and or citizens who will start to stand up and take arms. And if that happens, I believe we could likely see Chinese and or Russian troops on our land.
Yeah, that's frightening.
Which would be a complete undoing.
The idea is to undo the United States. This is not a game.
Right.
We're under attack. We have been. When President Trump left office, we were the number one world economically, militarily, etc. I mean, think about this. We were energy independent. We were selling energy, fuel, and other things to the world. Biden gets in, and within 7 months, not only has he shut down all energy virtually all energy production in the United States, but now he asked OPEC last week to increase productivity to sell to the United States. And
yeah.
They said no.
Brilliant.
They said no.
Yeah.
And take a look at gas prices. They're about $1.10 to $1.50 higher than when Trump left office.
Yeah.
And we just go on down the list. Energy production is down to hardly anything. And yet, for the Green New Deal, which is also a sham, because it's part of the economic collapse that they're planning. They want to pass a $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill that has nothing to do with infrastructure. It has to do with socialization, giving away monies. And if that passes, the economy will tank for good,
mm-hmm.
which is what they're hoping. That's what they're doing. They want to tank the United States in every way imaginable so we become a Marxist society.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are falling for it because they're going to get.
They think they're going to get free stuff.
Well, free money for every kid. And, free.
I think you're right, Bill. I think you're right, Bill. Look at what's gone on for 7 months.
Oh yeah.
Is it? And correct me. I mean, every state's a little different, but $400 a week unemployment.
Well, hi. How about you don't have to pay your rent? I mean,
you don't have to pay.
Yeah, forget the unemployment.
You get $400. You get $400 a week, I think, in some states.
Extra.
Anyway.
Well, and they're talking about a $300 per child giveaway for basically ever in this new bill. If you have kids, you're going to get $300 a month per child until they're, I guess, 18 years old. Which how are we going to pay for that? I mean, that's
oh, you, no.
You heretic. I know. Nobody asks how we're going to pay for that. That is part of the equation.
I'm just being a hater now.
Heretic.
Yeah, no, it's
a religion that they've got going on, so we've got to use religious terminology. So
that's true.
If you're gonna go against their little plan, you hate poor people, and yeah, you're a heretic. Hey, Lyle. So right. What other did you find any other good stuff, or you want to switch over to a little border stuff, or?
We can go
just realized we messed stuff. Around, and now, well, we didn't really mess around a lot, a little.
We can talk about border stuff if you wish.
Any more good audit stuff that people should watch for? Oh, hey, wait. I want to change my question. Where is your show now? Like, where can people follow along with this?
Oh, thank you. Go to Prescott E-News.
Okay, I have that linked, the Prescott E-News. Okay. But then aren't you starting, like, another website or something?
Yeah, I am. And they can go on that now. It's not finalized. They can go on it. There's stuff already on it.
Okay.
But what I'm getting ready to do, I'm not, because I'm not allowed around computers. Everybody's a duck loud. That's okay. We'll take care of it.
Smart.
Well, they don't. I'm not technologically great. I have people.
Have your people call those people?
I have my people take care of you.
Yeah.
But they just all giggle and they go, no, Doctor, I will take care of it. What do you want? Well, can you move these shows over to, we'll take care of it.
Yeah, stop touching everything.
Don't touch anything. Go to Prescott E-News, that's one place, and thanks for putting that up.
Yep.
And Rumble, that's another place, Rumble. And they can see all the Arizona Todays. But on my website, it's Arizona, then the number 2, ArizonaToday.com.
Oh, Arizona, the number 2,
so
and then day.
Arizona, the number 2, day.com.
Okay.
And I don't believe all my shows are up on that yet. They will be. They're being transferred over. And there will be articles that I've written and other reports and other things that all they can get for free. It's all, you know, there. But if they can help support Arizona Today, that would be a big help.
Yeah, perfect. I'll put that up because I think I was listening to one of your other programs. Or I don't know. I was listening to something. Mm-hmm. And you said you were putting up a new site. And I thought, get that.
Again, all of this sounds so maybe lame. Even I'm not technologically great. And all kidding aside, I mean, I make fun of all this stuff, but I have people who are, and so I say this is what I think we need to do, and then they do it.
God bless them.
I'm very blessed and very fortunate. I know how to cut and paste. And on the computer, and that's, you know, you got to be learned to do that, Bill. So don't try to tackle this. You're not really.
Yeah, exactly.
Bill's still working on garage.
Yeah. It's technical. I know you have trouble in the garage, but when you get to the computer and the technology side, Bill, I mean, it takes training. I mean, I'm trained in cutting and pasting. It's taking me a couple years, but
I just want you to know that if I come back next week and have a black eye because I fell in the garage, it wasn't an accident. I don't care what Bill says.
I'm going to lay some booby traps now.
but I've already said it on the show, I did not realize, well, when I started Arizona Today, I just thought I'd put out some information. And it skyrocketed, and I'm very blessed. But like the mail, it would take sometimes a couple of weeks to respond to the letter. We had thousands and thousands from all across the nation and 8 countries. And I read each one. Some days it took 5 hours to read, and I have people who will testify to that. I had a couple of people helping me. It's so much, so overwhelming.
That's awesome.
But oh, no, I'm not complaining, but we were not prepared. I wasn't prepared for this. And it was so overwhelming. They caught us by surprise, and we've been scurrying. I mean, I'm not like Fox News or something like $40 million where I can hire 20 people or 50 people. And so it's been a process learning how to deal with all of this. And one of the thoughts was, let's do a website, and I can put stuff there for people, because I love getting information out to people and not making $1 billion. I think there's too much of that anyway. But at the same time, I have to pay to keep the lights on and do all sorts of things. So if people will gently, kindly give $10, $20, you know, whatever. And I've had people come forward and give $1,000.
That's awesome.
Well, yeah, but you know, let me tell you where it's going. They said, you know, Dr. Lau, on my show, if you go on the show, you'll see it. I make fun of wanting to go to the beach and wondering how I got into all this in the first place. And walking the beach and taking my cigar and my Maker's Mark. And I have had so many people write in and go, Dr. Lau, here's an extra $20 or $50. Don't run out of cigars and have a Maker's Mark on us. And it's just been so fun. And I write them all back. And you'll see a picture on my website of me having a cigar and a Maker's Mark right outside the studios one day, because my editor-in-chief, Anita, said, why don't we do this? This will be fun, because we had just had a couple of letters come in that day. And I said, let's just do it for a hoot. So we walked outside, and I had a little Maker's Mark and a cigar and sat on the bench, and you'll see that picture. And we did that for fun. We did it for giggles. I don't smoke cigars every day, 8 days a week, 20 days a week. You know, but people just had so much fun with this stuff. So that's on there, several other pictures and articles, and all the shows will be going on there. Some are already up. And then there's going to be a premier section for premier members who are supporting it every month. Not very expensive, but that way I can get some cash flow in to help pay for gas going to Phoenix and other places. I can help pay for staff and things that I wasn't counting on. I'm just very serious with you all. I did not count on this. And it's been a blessing, but it's been a lot of work. Was not prepared. I was not prepared. And they'll tell you, nope, he wasn't prepared. So go to Arizona, the number 2day.com, ArizonaToday.com. And if you're doing that right now, you can tell me what's even up there. I don't even know what's up there. I haven't been on it in a couple of weeks, but there should be a little website up and some stuff on there already. And within another couple of days, I should have the shows all put over there.
Good.
For people to access.
Is yeah, welcome to our, yeah, it's there. And it's kind of funny because same thing happened to me. It was like, hey, we need somebody to do a show. We think it'd be good if somebody from the Tea Party did a show called We the People. And it's like everyone looked at everyone and said, we don't know anything about that. I'm like, all right, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, 11 years ago.
Yeah.
You got to be careful what you volunteer for. It's kind of a I could have warned you about this. And then the website comes, and yeah, you've got your
What's on there?
Yeah, you've got your July 5th, and you've got four of them on there. And you have
okay.
Yeah, you've got
There's more coming.
Some of the ones that I have actually linked on ours too. So for people who want to, you can go to our site at wethepeopleradio.us. You can go there and tag onto it. I changed the page
Let me say that to you. I meant to do this before I write you a note.
What?
I did that.
You
were so kind to put We the People and put some shows up that I did. And I remember one with Claire and I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then my background and stuff like that. And it was so well done that I sent that out all over the country so people could hear the show. Well, people just loved that.
Yeah.
And they went on your – they got introduced to your show, We the People, that way.
Well, people like us that didn't want to grow up and be in radio, that have had real careers and real jobs, but who realize that people are just being lied to right and left, which is just frustrating.
Oh, yes.
And so it's like, and the people who really have a story to tell are being given, if they're being given anything, they're on some interview for 1 minute, which is enough to make you want to rip your hair out. So we're giving a voice to those people who have more than a minute of information to share. And, you know, I've said this many, many times, but it's just no more true than now that if you're explaining, you're losing. And the things that we have to talk about to really get people up to speed require explaining, which is why we're always losing. On that happy note, got to take a really swift break. We'll be right back. And, yeah, this one's for Lyle and his Maker's Mark and his cigar.
At a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Alan.
I'd say, pull me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
He don't care.
I don't care. It's 5:00 somewhere.
What time zone am I on? What country am I in?
It doesn't matter. It's 5:00 somewhere.
This old man and me were at the bar and we were having us some beers and swapping night on cares, talking politics, blonde and redhead chicks, old dogs and new tricks and habits we ain't kicked. We talked about God's grace and all the hell we raised. And then I heard the old man say, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy.
That's why Jimmy Buffett writes songs like It's 5:00 Somewhere.
I didn't know we had to wait until 5:00.
I think that was just a convenient excuse that somebody came up with. I don't know why they waited until 5. I guess they were supposed to be off work.
Well, the yard arm got old, so they had to switch to something else.
Had to have been some banker deal, 9 to 5. Now you can't go in the bank, so I don't know what kind of banker's hours they keep, because I don't know. There's nothing in there. But so what else are you seeing on the proverbial horizon in your...
Well, what we have is we have an invasion, again, which is very well planned on our borders. And we have over 70 countries coming in to the United States, not just Mexico.
Through our super secure border?
Yeah, our super secret border, which has been completely annihilated and opened. 70 countries, many Middle Eastern countries. Now what we're seeing in Afghanistan is the same thing, the collapse of a nation that was only being propped up because the United States was present. But now there are 20 terrorist tribes that have come into Afghanistan, maybe 22, but 20 that the last intel that I've seen, and they are vicious terrorist tribes. Now, maybe if there is a silver lining somewhere, historically those tribes will turn on one another in time.
I was going to say, maybe we can use the our political acumen and show them how to do a circular firing squad.
Yeah, they... No, and you wouldn't be too far off. Historically, they will turn on one another. There are problems there, but the animosity they have toward anything America is so great, and they are killing Afghans who supported the United States in one form or another. They're going house to house. Unfortunately, because the Biden people are so disorganized and so corrupt, they left not only some of them, the largest and most sophisticated military equipment in Afghanistan, but there are certain tracking devices that the Taliban now are able to use to go house to house to find out who had been supporting American interests, and they're putting these people to death and or arresting them. The arrests the beatings, the deaths are increasing. There are still a number of Americans that have been left behind, which again, that is just treasonous to have so-called federal government of the United States, the White House, not take care of our American citizens is inexcusable. It's appalling, and yet that's what's happening. The gateway is now open in Afghanistan for China to really move in there and influence those terrorist groups. And also, I think what we're going to see, and I thought I sent it to y'all, would it be 2 months ago, 6 weeks ago, a 21-point plan. Did I send that? If not, I will. I'll tonight when I get back into Prescott, because I'm away right now. I'll send you a 21-point plan, security plan, that is unfolding before our eyes. It was something that was given to me, and I thought it was so profound that I wanted to release it to a couple of Intel networks, but I got, and so I sent it back to the person who gave it to me as a national security director. I said, would it be all right if I sent this out? And I said, to whom? And the individual said, it wasn't Claire. She said to me that you can even do more than that. The way you've rewritten it without losing the integrity of it. In other words, you've rewritten it, but you've maintained the integrity of the content. You can send it out anywhere you want. Well, as I sat down to get ready to send it out to three networks of threat assessment and intelligence folks, I sensed the Lord was telling me, I want you to send this out to my church across this country because America is under attack and they still have no clue how sophisticated, how far-reaching it is. So I did. I rewrote it again without losing the content of it. I sent it back to the security person. I said, now I believe I'm to send this out to the public. Do you have any objections about, and it took 2.5 hours, 3 hours. I thought, ooh, she's probably saying no. But she wrote back with, it's an emoji. Is that what those things are called?
Yeah.
Thumbs up.
Yeah.
Okay. She sent back an emoji thing, a thumbs up thing, go and send. And so I was then free to send this out. And I thought, I sent it to you. If not, I will do it tonight. And you could post it so everybody can see. On your site, on We the People. But as you look at those 21, I'm going to say bullet points, they're really not bullet points, but 21 points, take a look at how many are already happening before your eyes, and look at the date of that. It was about a month ago, 6 weeks ago. Take a look at the date of my report, and look at what's already transpiring, and I think you'll be... very sobered by it.
Yeah.
And so there you can take a look at the few other things that haven't happened yet and go, oh my gosh, if he's right, look at what's coming. America is under attack. That's not a theatrical statement. It's for reals. They intend to take this country down. I think they're very worried that the audit information will come out and that several other states will pick up on it, and that they'll have a real problem on their hands very soon because Mr. Biden was not duly elected. And we've
yeah, and what happens with that? I mean, if this tidal wave hits the beach, anybody talking about what the what are the possibilities?
The possibilities would be referred to the Congress, and each state gets one vote. Doesn't matter how big the state, how little the state, they get one vote to undo the election and decertify it. And I think they're panicked by that. I think they're panicked by the information that's already come out from Arizona. It was far greater than they thought would be revealed, and there's more coming. And then if 3, 4, 5 other states follow suit and with the same problems, which I've already said on your show today, that's already happening. It's already unfolding. They're seeing the same thing with the fraudulent ballots. voter records, et cetera, then, yeah, I think we will very quickly overnight go to a constitutional crisis. And I don't know what happens then. We've never been down this road before.
Yeah, that's the scary part.
Uh-huh.
What do we do at that point?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Smarter people than I.
Yeah.
So I'll send that to you tonight, Aaron and Bill. And maybe you'll find it between now and then, but if so, then fine. But if not, then you're free to post it on your website. Thank you so much. We kid a lot, but thank you so much for supporting Arizona Today and putting my website up. And thank you for putting your website up and using my stuff also, because I've been able to send it out and get people directed to We the People. They did not know. And so I'm very excited about that.
That's outstanding.
I will tell you, it is. I've had emails back going, this is really great. We did not know. And I'm very happy. I'm just very glad for that. I will tell you that Mike Lindell and President Trump have formed a new network, conservative network. They've pumped in over $45 million thus far to it, and Arizona Today will be part of that network to put information out across this nation, because we all recognize that people are not being told the truth, and beyond that, they're being told misnomers to create purposefully confusion, division, and strife. And so what you saw in South Dakota last week was the beginning of putting out information on a new conservative network, because we recognize that the traditional platforms have been compromised. There are so propaganda platforms now, and even places like YouTube and others are being taken down if you don't conform to them. So what's being attempted is to come up very quickly, and it's very successful. It's already happening. It's in the infant stages, but it very quickly it will come about. Having alternative network, so solid information can go out.
Yeah,
and
that's really important. You know, that's why we don't like to just talk about stuff that we think or have heard or whatever. We like to have guys like you come on, and you're actually there, so you're not giving us your opinion. You're telling us what you saw on the ground.
Yeah. And so you supporting Arizona Today, Arizona 2, the number 2day.com, you doing that, that's very humbling for me, because you have access to people I don't have access to. And same with me. When I put We the People, that website you did,
got all be linked
up. Yeah, I put that out. It went to 25 platforms. It went to over 500 individuals. On my network, but it went to 25 platforms. So when I write something or release something, I send it to 25 platforms across the nation.
Nice.
And many did not know about that. So they just were very excited about that. So I don't know how it works. I'm not being funny. I really don't know how it works. But
it's probably best that way. Bill doesn't know
probably
how it works either. He just, Bill goes and uses the chat room, and you guys can all just live happily ever after.
Right. There you go.
Count on Robert takes all the commercials out. He sends it to me. I put them on. It's like it's a group effort.
And more people became aware of We the People, so I'm just very excited.
That's cool. And, you know, as soon as you have updates, I think what I'll do, honestly, you know, all joking aside, I do think I'll put like a Dr. Lyle tab at the top of the page, and I'll funnel all the shows onto that page. And then when you send me those emails, I'm going to attach them so it's useful.
Oh, okay.
Oh, here, we have your tractor song for you, Lyle. So we're going to go out with your tractor song.
Thank you.
Thank you for being with us.
You.
Thanks, Lyle.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Bill.
All
Thanks.
The info is at wethepeopleradio.us. Here,
I
going
love my tractor song.
Going
I
out to Dr.
Tractor.
Lyle.
I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up her land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
She thinks my tractor's sexy.